my co-presenter and who was and is the co-leadership in the School of Public Service Leadership, Dr. Charles Tiffin, was not able to make it this morning, so he has left it in my hands to present our leadership model that we use at the school. In public service leadership, as you all know, there really is a requirement for interdisciplinary and interagency collaboration. Capella University is located in Minneapolis, and all of you, I'm sure, heard about the bridge collapse. And to address that tragedy, you really needed multi-sector collaboration. It was collaboration with public health, with the governmental agencies, public administration, obviously public safety, emergency management, and healthcare, because you had to take care of those that were injured. And all of these agencies had to collaborate and work together. And in the design of the School of Public Service Leadership, we built it based on the concept of interdisciplinary leadership. And so when we first began the school, Dr. Tiffin and I served as collaborative deans. We have since moved into different roles. Dr. Tiffin took the dean role and I took the associate dean role for a number of reasons, but I think we have kept up that collaborative spirit that we built over, we've worked together 4 or 5 years as chairs of very large departments, and so there was already an environment of trust that we had built up, and then we worked together for a year in a joint decision-making collaborative leadership model. The School of Public Service Leadership, our multidisciplinary leadership model, provides an example of how collaboration can support and enhance organizational effectiveness, relevancy, and outcomes. And as an online university, we have a real opportunity to look at learning outcomes, and are our learners really learning what we're saying that they're going to learn? And so our goal in the school is this whole collaborative approach. And so we can look at our learners when they return to the workforce or go back into their employment and look at the success that they have working across disciplines. It also provides opportunities to measure business effectiveness. We are an online for-profit educational company, so business effectiveness and how we provide our course rooms and what we integrate into the course rooms is very important. And so we want to link what we are teaching with what people are going to be facing as practitioners in the field. So it's very important. And we also feel that there are recommendations, action-oriented recommendations and solutions that you can implement through a collaborative model that's going to help in both routine and crisis decision making. So our collaborative multidisciplinary approach really enhanced the school's overall goals and missions. And we have a competency that we build throughout our programs that really says that we will adapt principles and practices of effective leadership, multidisciplinary collaboration, and organizational governance to enhance public value. The overall goal of many of our programs, particularly our public administration, our public health programs, is to look at the community and enhance what we're doing for the community related to public value. Our leadership team really serves as an exemplar of multidisciplinary leadership. And one of the things I would like to throw in right now that makes collaboration and our multidisciplinary approach so unique is we are off-site. We are not at the corporate headquarters in Minneapolis. As I said, I live in California. Collaborative dean lives in North Carolina, and all the chairs of our department live throughout the United States. And we have approximately 5,500 learners in our school, and over 250 faculty members, part-time and full-time. And so we really are required to collaborate because we are not on site. So we have to build up models and avenues of communication that use technology and bridge that geographic. We can't just drop in offices and say, hey, what are you doing? And can we collaborate on something? So you have to build that in. We built it into our programs. We have case studies. We have simulations that are built into the course room that require our students to work collaboratively across disciplines, and we have the multidisciplinary team projects and presentations. And this is so important if you're in public health, and my programs primarily were in the healthcare and public health arena, to address public health issues, you really need to work with the public safety and criminal justice folks and healthcare folks. How do you make this successful? Well, one, it's a trusting environment, and we built up trust over the years that we worked together, and we maximize our communication channels and opportunities. Obviously, we all have crackberries that we keep on at all times, and we just have very open communication. I don't have to write anyone and say, gee, can I call you? I have a question. We just pick up the phone, we email, we use other technologies. We capitalize on our strengths of each of our leaders. Dr. Tiffin is emergency management and public safety, and I bring the public health and healthcare administration viewpoints. My degree is in public administration, so I also bring that kind of mindset. And one of the things that you have to have if you're going to do any kind of shared governance is support of executive leadership. Executive leadership is in Minneapolis, and you know they're saying, well, how can we really run a school with 5,500 learners and all this faculty all over the world? And we said, well, let us show you how it's done. And we also took very great pains to look at what our responsibilities and authorities were. And so we looked at how do we align the chairs, how do we align support staff, how do we work with marketing and the business aspects of the university, and we allocated those responsibilities. So really multidisciplinary outcomes, we have a sustained collaborative culture and interaction even as we've changed roles and responsibilities. We have been able to sustain trust and open communication among the leaders and the faculty and the staff. And I just can't say this enough, that we are off-site doing this. And so, you know, that adds this whole other dimension. And we have stronger cooperation on the overall direction and successful implementation of our multidisciplinary mission and goals. Because I have a broader understanding now, having worked very closely with public safety and criminal justice over the last year, I have a lot more understanding of how those disciplines need to interact. And there is a real difference in how I, as a public health healthcare professional, made decisions as a hospital administrator, as opposed to how a criminal justice, a police person, a police chief makes decisions. So we combine those decision-making, our individual cultures and how we made decisions, and we brought those together really in a collaborative decision-making approach that really works well. So, you know, it's not without fraught with danger, but if you are open, and I'll say to Charles, you know, Charles, you're acting like a policeman now. Let's step back. Or he'll say, you know, Suzanne, we're not all physicians. You don't have to go in the back door and let other people make the decision. So we've worked very collaboratively on our decision making. And by doing that, we're able to integrate professional standards across professions and disciplines because we understand them more. And just to wrap up, if you're going to try to do this, the first thing is executive buy-in and support. and that any kind of collaborative model must represent, whoever your collaborative leaders are, must represent the rank and file and the professions of the stakeholders. And that's, you know, I think that was one of our success factors, is we brought the two biggest programs in our school, public health, healthcare, and criminal justice emergency management, together, and we could work across these professions. And so they saw that we were living that example. Obviously, channels of communication supported by technology, an environment of trust, cooperation, and collaboration. And you really need, because we are off-site, we needed staff support, and staff support in Minneapolis across marketing, business development, curriculum development, your administrative support. They really have to trust you that they can ask you a question, you will give them an answer. And one of the things that Dr. Tiffin and I were very careful about is not giving out mixed messages, that I would make a decision, yes, you can do this, and then 2 minutes later an email would come out and he'd say, no, you can't. So we were very careful about really collaborating on the big decisions and looking at who had responsibility and authority. It was a very wonderful experience to be a collaborative dean, and it is just continued in our new roles, and we continue to collaborate like in projects of this type, and we are now collaborating on a multidisciplinary degree that at some point we will launch. So thank you.